Welcome to the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily, and this is the Northern Odysseans podcast.
In this week's episode, we will be continuing the Olivia arc with the episode called Higher Than Our Ways from album 71, A Slippery Slope.
But first, our new segment, Story Time.
Welcome to our new segment called Story Time. And if you have a better name for it, please let us know, because that was all we could come up with. So basically, this segment will be, we name a topic and we have to tell a story that has to do with that topic. So today's...
a story about Odyssey and that topic for us.
Yeah, kind of like Odyssey in the real world. So we decided that today's topic will be Odyssey in the classroom.
Yeah.
Okay, so Emily was very excited to tell a story to us about a time that she used Odyssey in the classroom. So why don't you take it away?
Okay, so this was when I was in Bible college. Mm-hmm. This was in 2019, I believe, so pre-COVID.
Yeah.
We were in the classroom. It was an evening class, which I don't recommend, by the way.
No, never take classes at night.
Morning classes and evening classes are the worst.
So just don't go to school.
Or go joking. In the afternoon. Well, at least that's my thing. Anyway, so this was in my advanced hermeneutical concepts class.
Gesundheit.
And somehow we got on the topic of William Tyndale.
Ah, yes. Good old William Tyndale. I actually just listened to this episode the other day.
And my teacher said that he translated the whole Bible before he got arrested. And I put up my hand and said, no, he translated the New Testament, and then they arrested him before he was able to finish the Old Testament, because when in doubt, pray. Mm-hmm. Came to mind immediately.
Yeah, that's a good episode, actually.
And he said, oh yeah, you're right, that's, yeah, so, that was fun. And then he asked me how I knew that later, like after class, and I just said, oh, I learned it when I was a kid. I didn't.
I'm not gonna actually tell you where I heard it from.
I didn't really want to tell this guy because I didn't know him very well. Mm-hmm. He was somebody the school had brought in, not somebody on staff. So
yeah.
Well, I guess he was on staff. I don't really know how that works, but he normally taught at the seminary at the bigger Christian university near us.
Ah, I see.
So, yeah, I didn't know him very well. And
so sharing something like that would probably not be...
I didn't want to say, oh, I learned it from Adventures in Odyssey, because if he didn't know what that was, it wouldn't make any sense.
Or if he did know what that was, sometimes it's like, oh, okay.
That's a kid's show, but okay.
No, fine. I'm like, yes, because kids need to listen about mind control, ice cream, bombs. What else have we heard about? Anyway, okay, so I was trying to think of one of a time that I used Odyssey in the classroom, but the problem is I was not as outspoken as Emily in the nicest possible way. I just never did that. But I was thinking... okay, so I was actually going to tell one story, but now I'm kind of thinking I want to tell one that happened recently at my work. So I work at a church, and one of my coworkers came in, and she had something, so she was trying to figure out like what something was or whatever, and I'm like, wow, okay. Anyway, so she's like, do you know the verse Isaiah 41:10? And of course I thought about, what's that episode called? For Danny...
Afraid Not?
Yeah. And she's like, do you know the verse? And I was like, yes. And then she's like, can you recite it? And I was like, Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Isaiah 41:10. And she's like, wow, gold star. I was like, yeah. And then I was like, yeah, I may or may not have learned that from Odyssey. She's like, good for you. But because my entire work, well, most of my coworkers know that I listen to Odyssey while I'm at work. And then when they found that out, they were like, yeah, you're the right person for the job, because I work in children's ministry. So, you know. Yeah, so that was my time. I got a gold star because of it. Go me. So yeah, that's our story time. If you have any other topics that you would like us to cover, like Odyssey in the real world, or I don't know. Another topic I was thinking we could do for a future episode is like, has Odyssey ever paralleled your life? Because I can think of a couple episodes, but that's a story time for another day. So,
yeah. I don't know if it's ever paralleled my life, but...
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. But we might still have to do it because this was kind of eerie. But anyway. So, yeah. Let us know any topics. Let us know if you like this new segment. And email us and let us know. Our email is northernodysseans, ODYSSIANS, @gmail.com. And now we're moving on to the episode review. All right, episode 2 in our Olivia arc, where we're talking about Higher Than Our Ways from album 71, A Slippery Slope. Emily, take it away.
So this episode starts with Olivia's mom coming into her room for nightly prayer time.
Oh, yes. And then she...
She has a list with 12 requests, which, if I can just go on a quick cul-de-sac here for a minute.
Okay, and I'll pull you out of that cul-de-sac when I feel like it's getting too long, so continue.
I wonder how wise it is to have a kid make a list like that just because... Like, should our prayer time just be us requesting things from God?
Should it be or should it not be?
Should it only be that?
No.
Right? So, and because we don't know everything that's on that list for her.
Yep.
But if it's all about what she wants, I'm kind of like...
The bells are going off, like, okay. Something's up here.
But her mom is like, oh, I appreciate the effort you put into this. And I'm like, is that effort? Or is that just, like, making a Christmas list?
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know. I guess it depends everything that's on the list. Like, if she's praying for other people.
Then, okay.
And like, praying for guidance or whatever.
Yeah.
Then...
But, yeah, I guess it just, like, we don't know, and maybe there's a... Maybe that's just not
the point. I mean, we later find out one thing that was on that list, but... We'll get to that in a few weeks.
All right, let's turn left out of this cul-de-sac and continue on.
Or
guess right.
Then the next day... She's talking to Zoe about an essay they had to write about the short story that they were doing. And
I don't miss those.
And she was talking, but she was wondering what the dove represented. And Zoe's like, I thought it was just a dove. And she's like, no, doves have to be symbolic. Otherwise, they'd just use a pigeon. And Zoe's like, pigeons can't be innocent. So then Miss Adelaide starts the class by saying that she knows everybody was disappointed that they weren't able to raise the money for the ski trip.
Yes.
Which I'm like, I guess I'm used to like ski trips being like a day thing because.
Yeah, that's how our school always did it.
Because we're so close to mountains, but I guess.
Some people are not, Emily. Surprise.
But I guess they aren't, but they are. I don't know.
Maybe they're just, like, too far away.
Anyway, so she says that they got a last-minute donation for $1,500.
Nice.
And they're going to be able to go on the trip after all.
Woo!
And then Zoe and Olivia go into Wits End.
Yep.
And Olivia's telling Zoe not to wear that hat on the trip.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's like a really bushy hat with like the...
With the ear flaps?
Yeah.
Nice. Those are...
She's like, you look like you're wearing a muskrat on your head.
Ah, yes.
Or maybe it's one of those raccoon tail hats.
Oh, like Harlow Doyle, Private Eye.
Coonskin caps.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they talk to Jason and he says that it gets boring because he's walking the shop. He says it gets boring hanging out with things that are 150 years old.
You're the one who chose to work there.
And
so.
He corrects himself and says, antiques, not my dad.
I forgot about that joke. It's so true, though. Like, how old is Mr. Whitaker, actually?
Ancient? And so he finds they talk about the ski trip.
Mm-hmm. And then don't they find out who ends up donating it?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
That comes much, much later.
I'm ahead of my time, then. Alright, continue.
And so... and then he asks Wilson to meet him for coffee, mm-hmm. and he tells him that they're going on a ski trip and that Emily's going too.
Ah, yes, and then Wilson makes the decision to go on it as a chaperone.
He calls, which I'm kind of like, how did he convince them to let him do that?
I feel like it's because it's a small town, and everyone kind of knows everybody. It's like, well, he's also the pastor of a church, so like, how bad can he be? You know?
And most of these kids know him.
It would be like if Mr. Whitaker, or Wit, what do we call Mr. Whitaker? If Wit would go on a trip as a chaperone. Like, everyone just knows him, so they're all like, yeah, he's fine. He's cool. He's like the resident grandfather.
Yeah.
And Wilson is the resident great uncle who's kind of strange sometimes. Because let's be real.
Kind of like the great uncle that I'm thinking of right now. Anyway.
Which one? We've got a few that are a little strange. Anyway,
I'll tell you later.
Off mic? Yeah, okay. Continue.
Anyway.
So Wilson is now a chaperone.
So he's trying to convince Olivia and Zoe to not go on any more ski runs.
Probably a good idea.
By extolling the nutritional
facts?
About hot chocolate.
Oh, yes.
Which, I thought hot chocolate was just straight sugar, but whatever.
It's a joke, Em.
But he says there's fiber iron in it, and I'm like...
I think that was just a creative way to get them to come inside, because it's probably cold.
But they want to go on another... They want to go on the green slope, because they've been on the bunny slope one too many times.
I have no idea what that's like.
Have you ever been skiing?
Nope. Dad or Grandpa never taught me, and it's probably a good thing.
And you never went on the school trips?
Nope.
Oh, too bad. Me neither, but for very obvious reasons.
Yeah.
If you've listened to past episodes. Anyway, so they go on another slope, and Zoe's twists her knee.
Ah, yes.
And Wilson thinks that that's all that his little
dream,
or the thing God said to him maybe meant.
No.
And then...
That's too easy.
Yeah. And then...
and then don't they find out?
They notice that the ski patrol is headed down the mountain.
Right.
And it's like 5 snowmobiles.
So they're like, okay, what's happening?
And then Wilson goes and talks to Miss Adelaide. And she says that Mr. Norton ran into a tree, and they tried to revive him, and he died. Like, they don't beat around the bush on it at all.
Which I feel like... Which is... I actually don't mind that, because I feel like that's not... Okay. Like, I'll just say this, but this is, you know, for lack of a better term, like, that's not the point of the episode, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it is, but it isn't. Like, you know, I think the funeral and the aftermath, like, after it, that's the point of the episode.
So yeah, so then
it's good that they just kind of...
Then we go to the funeral.
I also am kind of thankful that you didn't hear anything on... Which I know that they wouldn't normally do, but still. Anyway, funeral time.
You didn't hear anything...
Like, you just don't hear the actual accident happen. You hear, like, them talking about it.
Yeah.
I always hate it when shows do that. And then I'm like, okay, that just brought me back. Like, when you see car accident, I know this is obviously different because that's radio versus TV, but when you see the accident happening, oh my goodness gracious. That gets me every time.
Yeah. Anyway.
Funeral.
So we get to the funeral, which is something that you and I are a little bit more familiar with these days.
Yeah. Anyway.
Unfortunately. And Miss Adelaide is talking, and she's just like, Mr. Norton was a good friend, a great teacher, he was a master at reaching children.
Sounds like a great teacher.
The kids need him, and I need him. And I don't understand why he's not here anymore, it doesn't make any sense. And, she says, I'm sorry, Pastor Knox, I know I shouldn't end on a hopeless note, but... I don't know what else there is. And then he comes in, Pastor Knox, reads from Isaiah 55:8-9.
Nice.
Which is the verses from the episode. We used to have a song we would sing in church about these verses.
What song?
An original song from when we were kids.
I don't even know what the verse is, to be honest.
It's, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
I don't remember the song. But you don't have to sing it.
I'll tell you later.
All right. After Mike.
And so he says, we can either be frustrated by that verse, or we can be comforted by it. Knowing that, like, God carries our sorrow, and there will be a joyful reunion in heaven one day.
Yeah.
And then...
It's true.
I think... Oh, and then there's the part with Olivia talking to her mom. And being like, I didn't know we had little kids... I didn't sleep very well last night. And her mom goes, yeah, I was watching the little one over there, like one of Mr. Norton's kids. And she says, I don't think he understands what's going on. And then Olivia goes over and talks to him.
Yeah.
And says that she really liked his dad as a teacher and gives a couple of reasons why.
Yeah.
And he says... And she's like, I wish I had told him how much I liked him. And the kid says, oh, you can tell him. She goes, what? And he says, he's right over there. I'll wake him up for you. And that's when
that was a hard part of the episode.
She just runs away crying.
I don't blame her.
And, yeah. And then I think the episode just ends with Jason and Wilson talking. Later. Speculating about what the message meant. The message from God.
Yeah.
Maybe it was talking about Mr. Norton. Maybe it was talking about Zoe.
Yeah.
Like how she fell on the ski slope. But then they realized maybe it was somebody who falls from grace or falls from favor or falls out of faith. And Jason says, but all three of those girls are strong in their faith. And Wilson says, I know, but we're foolish if we think that there are people Satan can't deceive.
Yeah. That's true.
And so they end the episode committing to pray about this.
Which that's what I've always liked about Odyssey is in these times, like whether it was Novacom, whether it was Blackguard, whether it was, you know, like they always emphasize the importance of prayer and how, like even when it wasn't Shining Armor, but it was because Jason learned his lesson from Shining Armor, but it was the next one.
The Black Veil.
Yeah, where he's like, I know what we need to do, like, we need to, like, drop to our knees right now and pray. And I was like, I just love how that's, like, a huge thing that they're instilling in kids, like, whatever you do, do it in prayer. And so this just, like, continues it on, and I just really like it. Because I don't think we've had an intense episode where it was just like, okay, we need to pray, like, now I'm thinking through it, but like Green Ring or Ties That Bind. I'm just thinking of like bigger sagas where
not in the post 50.
Yeah.
Post album 50.
That's what I'm thinking too. Which is crazy, but I mean, granted, I don't know how.
I feel like they needed to do this character establishment first before they could earn our trust to do an arc like this.
That's though. True. That's true.
Because they did such a hard reset of everything.
Yeah. And no, then, you're right on that. Like, yeah.
And then they built in a, we could reset this again at the end of Green Ring.
My gosh, I forgot about that.
I didn't realize that until I left it playing and then, like, 30 seconds after the last episode of Green Ring ends, that failsafe scene starts. And it's, like, all of the first three albums happened in the Inspiration Station.
Oh, I remember you telling me about that, but I don't think I've...
It is so weird, and I'm so glad they never used it.
Yeah, me too. Because that would be, like, trippy. Like...
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's good that they're kind of bringing back, like, something from their roots.
Yeah, and I think this is the most grounded example of that.
What do you mean?
Well, the examples of prayer in Novacom and Blackguard, especially in Novacom, it felt like they were just trying to shoehorn a moral into plot-driven episodes.
But at the same time, it's like,
I mean, it is good. I don't know.
Like, it's an intense.
Like they even admit that it's hard to put morals in plot driven.
Yes, no, and I agree with that. But I feel like the way that they did it in past episodes has been good. Like,
yeah. Anyway. So,
I thought it was a good episode. I think it's a good starting point. Like,
I definitely, the first time I heard it, I did not expect it to go that direction.
No, I didn't either. Like, I knew something was going to happen, but, like, it always happens that way, where you know something's going to happen, but you're not sure what. So,
because if you pay enough attention to the behind-the-scenes stuff, you have a general clue when they're about to get dark.
Yeah. But honestly, I don't think this is the darkest they've gone. Sounds really weird. But it's also dark in a different way, you know? Like, it's more internal instead of external, which I think is... I think those are the... Yeah. That's the differences between Novacom, Blackguard, and this Olivia arc, is, like, it's darker internally. Whereas a lot of those episodes were darker externally. Like, the world around them is dark, whereas for Olivia's...
Although things got dark, pretty dark internally for Eugene during
Blackguard. Yes, but... Yeah, no, I see what you're saying, but, like, the world around them was getting dark. Like, Blackguard took over Wit's End, like, you know, like, they lost Wit's End. Like, Eugene lost Wit, lost Katrina, lost Wit's End, lost, like, everything. Because he had to come to the end of himself to realize that he needed Jesus. So it was like, like, but I consider that dark externally, because it was like everything was taken away from him. Everything that he held dear so that he could recognize that. Whereas this, Olivia is struggling with something internally. Like, yes, having a teacher die is darker, but it's how she dealt with it that I feel is the main focus of this whole arc.
Right, and they didn't use, like, they didn't have a character that we knew dies, so that her motives for feeling this way, it kept us guessing.
Yeah, because we're like, okay, so what's this? Because, yeah, we had, like, a pretty basic idea of, like, okay, someone's going to fall, but what does that look like? Okay, so now we've got this funeral, so, okay, and she's kind of, I don't know, like, we're still, I think at this point, we were still like, where's this gonna go? Because Emily's not a part of this at all so far. And Zoe, we've heard a couple of times. So it's like, okay, so what are we? I mean, yes, Emily from the Rydell Revelation or Rydell Saga, but still, I was like, that just doesn't seem something like this would be the way for them to continue it.
No.
So it was either Zoe or Olivia, and it was like.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't think I can relate to Olivia in, like, her keeping this all to herself.
No, so I'm definitely,
like, I would have been honest.
Verbalizing everything.
With someone.
Yeah.
And said, look, this is what happened. But she ends up keeping this to herself for at least 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm like, how?
I think if you can do it, it's like...
Like, I would not be able to function.
Well, yeah, but people... Well, you have to think about it this way. People function differently. Like, you and I are very verbal processors, whereas some people are very, like, internal, like, writing down processors, whatever that term is. But, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll keep going with this. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
So, yeah, stay tuned for our next one, and let us know what you think. What are your thoughts on this episode? Did you like this one? Did you not like this one? Give us your reasons why. Send them. We'd love to read them. Maybe on a future episode. Yeah. Stay tuned for next week's episode, where we continue the Olivia arc with Triple Decker Sunday from album 71, A Slippery Slope.
Sounds dry.
If you have any trivia questions for us or want to comment on anything we've talked about today, you can email us at northernaudissians,
ODYSSIANS,
@gmail.com.
Thank you for joining us on the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily.
Keep listening.